T. Rowe Price launches TKNZ, its first active multi-token crypto fund. T. Rowe Price has launched TKNZ, its first actively managed multi-token cryptocurrency fund. The asset manager confirmed on July 17, 2026, through a CoinMarketCap post. The move puts one of the oldest names in American money management into the business of picking digital assets by hand. For a firm built on active stock selection, the format matters as much as the launch itself. Most crypto funds that reach retail investors are passive. They track a single asset like Bitcoin or a fixed basket weighted by market cap. TKNZ instead applies the discretionary approach T. Rowe Price has used for decades in equities, where a manager decides which tokens to hold and in what proportion, and adjusts as conditions change. A stock picker's model applied to tokens T. Rowe Price manages roughly $1.6 trillion in assets, and has historically been cautious on crypto, favoring measured commentary over product launches. An actively managed multi-token fund is a different posture. Rather than betting that the whole market rises, the fund's managers are staking their reputation on being able to choose which tokens outperform. That is a harder claim to defend in crypto than in equities. The digital asset market is more volatile, thinner in some corners, and prone to sharp rotations between sectors. Active management can add value when a team correctly avoids a collapsing token or overweights a winner, but it also introduces the risk of underperforming a simple index after fees. The launch does not resolve that debate. It puts a large conservative institution on the active side of it. The timing lands during a soft stretch for the market. Bitcoin traded near $63,629 as of July 17, 2026, down 1.6% on the day, with Ether around 1,956 and the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 33, firmly in fear territory. Launching an active product into a nervous tape is a signal in itself. T. Rowe Price is positioning for a multi-year presence, not chasing a rally. Institutional crowding into managed crypto exposure, TKNZ joins a widening field of traditional managers, building crypto products beyond plain spot exposure. The pattern this year has run toward tokenization and managed structures rather than single asset ETFs. Morgan Stanley filed for spot Ether and Solana ETFs earlier in July, and firms across Wall Street have pushed into tokenized funds and collateral products. An actively managed multi-token vehicle is the next rung. It treats crypto as an asset class deep enough to warrant selection, not just a single line item to hold. The competitive question is fees against results. Passive crypto index products already exist at low cost. An active fund has to justify a higher expense ratio by beating the market it draws from, and the track record for active crypto management is short and mixed. Investors weighing TKNZ will want to see the fund's holdings, its rebalancing discipline, and how it handles the thin, fast-moving altcoin names where active managers claim their edge. Practical read for investors. For most retail buyers, the appeal of a product like this is delegation. Choosing among hundreds of tokens is difficult, and a managed fund from a recognizable firm offers a way to hold diversified crypto exposure without running a wallet or timing rotations personally. The trade-off is cost and counterparty structure. Fund shares are custodial by design, and holders own an interest in the vehicle rather than the underlying tokens directly. That distinction matters for anyone comparing managed funds against holding assets themselves. A fund abstracts away custody and rebalancing, but it also means the tokens sit with the manager and its custodian. Investors who prefer to control their own keys and spend directly can look at self-custody options instead, though that path shifts the work of selection and security back onto the individual.